Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to Negro Please Radio. I'm your host, Chris Allen. How's everybody doing? I'm sorry I missed you guys last week. I apologize. I always say I'm not going to do it, and I end up doing it again. Got busy. It's tied up. No excuse. I say this every time, but it keeps happening. I'm trying to get better. Please forgive me. But as always, off the top, I want to thank everybody for listening. So please tell somebody. Tell a friend, a neighbor, an enemy, a coworker, your employer, your employees. Tell somebody. Tell people I'm talking shit about them personally. Tell them I'm talking shit about white people, black people, Trump, liberals, gay. Just say, like, just tell somebody, hey, he was making fun of you, Bob. He said your breath smelled like shit on his podcast. You got to hear it. It's pretty mean, but it's funny. That'll get people to listen. So just tell everybody that you know. Tell somebody that you don't know. Go, hey, I don't even know who you are. I've never seen you before, but I'm pretty sure this dude was talking shit about you on his podcast. Give him the link. Let's get people to listen. So yeah, thanks, people. I'm back. Milestone for the week. This little guy, Miles. I was trying to get him to clean up his playroom on Saturday, right? It was pretty messy, but if he just focused, it might have been 20 or 30 minutes worth of work. Maybe 30. Okay, but he whined and complained. He wanted me to help the entire time. I told him, no, I'm not doing it. If you don't do it, I'm giving your toys away to kids who care. And he was like, oh, no, don't give my toys away. Don't do that, please. No, I wouldn't help him. And I see why parents break down and they're like, fuck it, I'll do it. I'm going to clean it up. Because it's frustrating. Like I said, 20 to 30 minutes worth of work, right? Took 2 hours to get it done because he cried the entire time. Was not happy the entire time. Begged for help, but I didn't break. I didn't help him at all. He finally got it done. And like 2 minutes after he's done, he's just like, that was pretty easy, Dad. That was easy. I cleaned the playroom. I want to be like, dude, you cried the entire time. Don't act like you had a grand old time cleaning the playroom. You hated every second of it. You act like you couldn't do it. Okay? That's the funny thing about kids. They love doing that kind of stuff. Oh, yeah, it was nothing. You cried for 120 minutes the entire time. So that's the milestone for the week, everybody. I can't remember if I mentioned this or not. I don't think I did, but I crashed my Prius 2 weeks ago. Yeah. And if I did say this already, I apologize. So I'll keep it brief. Going down the windy country road, it was dark. I was trying to stay away from the center of the road. Not much shoulder on these back roads. Went around kind of a sharp curve. Hit the lip of the road. Into a ditch, popped a tire, nowhere to really pull off. It's a two-lane road, dark, didn't want to get hit again. So I had to drive quite a few miles. I said a few miles. I'm on the rim. That shit fucking broke. So now, and it was just so loud, and I'm cussing and yelling the entire time. I'm like, I'm done. I can't believe I did this to my car. And I wasn't texting or nothing like that. It's just windy, dark, no shoulder, just lack of paying attention, I guess. So, yeah, but the rim broke in half. It was pretty crazy. It was just so loud. And so the insurance people came at first. They looked at it. They were like, it's probably going to be about $3,000. I'm like, ugh, my deductible is $500. So I'm like, all right, that's cool. And like, it could be more. Don't think it's total, but that's always a possibility depending on what they find when they actually like take it apart and, you know, certain things become compromised and the car is a total loss. Definitely didn't want that to happen. So, take the car in. Like I said, initial estimate, just over $3,000. They take it apart. They're looking at shit. New estimate, $6,000. $6,000 worth of damage, folks. Don't drive on the rim. I really had no choice. I didn't want to leave my car in the middle of a two-lane highway that was curvy and dark. Just like I like my women. All right, folks, I'm out of here. Good night. No, just kidding. I just couldn't leave it there. So I thought it was, you know, I didn't want to sit there with the blinkers on. Way too dangerous. So Yeah, ended up doing a little bit more damage than it sucked. But cops came and they were like, you know what? This could have been a lot worse. We've seen people flip their cars. They spin out. They head into oncoming traffic, kill people. They get peeled. They get killed. I said peeled. They get their shit peeled back. But I was very lucky. And everybody kept saying like, hey, you know what? You're fine. They can always fix a car. They can always fix a car. I don't want to be like, they can fix me too, people. This is not the Dark Ages. It's not medieval times. There's medicine. I can be fixed. I get what they're saying, but I could be fixed. It's not like, oh shit, he broke a rib. We got to put him down. I'm not a goddamn racehorse. I could be fixed. But I get what you're saying. I just thought it was kind of funny. But thank you to all the kind messages and people who seem to be concerned. And I'm pretty sure there are a few comics like, damn, if he would have died, I was definitely going to take a few of his bits, a couple of his jokes. That's right. That's how cocky I am about my jokes. But yeah, I'm doing fine. So now my car will be ready on the 21st. And I have a Nissan Altima right now, a rental, that I don't really care for because it costs too much to put gas in it. I've been spoiled. I've been driving this Prius for almost a year now. And you get used to filling up for like $17 really quickly. I definitely do not. Do I miss my Maxima? I guess to a certain degree. Yeah, I do. But actually, you know what? I really don't miss that car. I gotta be honest. I really don't miss it. It was a good car. It was good to me. It was a good car. But I guess I don't miss it costing $50 to fill it up because it took premium. I guess I don't miss that. But I guess I kind of miss the horsepower. That's probably about it. But I have this Altima, and I can't bring myself to put any more than $20 worth of gas in it. It's just I can't do it. So I'm always at either half or three quarters. I just can't bring myself to do it anymore. But it's getting me where I need to go. And it took me where I needed to be, which takes me to my last weekend. I drove up to Baltimore. Actually, it's like, what was Timonium? That's the name of the place. Timonium, Maryland. It's Baltimore County. Great club there. Magoobie's Joke House. I was up there hanging out with Mark Norman. He got me on both shows. First show, killer set. Every joke hit got better and better and better and better. Of course, I did not record it. That's how it always works. I never record my great, great sets. So, but it's always fun seeing Mark, hanging out with him. Great comic. He's becoming a good friend. And I might go see him this weekend in Philadelphia. Not sure yet. But I had a good time there. The staff was cool. Met a couple new comics. That's always fun. You get to network. I got to do a new club. So hopefully the manager liked me there and they'll have me back in the future. But that was a lot of fun. Then this past weekend, I went to go see another friend of mine, Roy Wood Jr. You might know him from The Daily Show. Met him a few years back. He was at the James Madison University College in Harrisonburg, Virginia, which is like an hour from my house. Me and a buddy went up and saw him. Very, very cool. Got there late, unfortunately, so I didn't get to hang out with him. He's always a good person to talk to, man. He's probably one of the nicest people I've met in show business so far. Very cool. One of the funniest guys I've met. It's just such a pleasure watching that dude's work, man. So if you ever get a chance to see Roy Wood Jr. live, go see him live. Save with Mark Norman. Go see those guys live, man. They both have Comedy Central specials coming out. Roy's is actually coming out, I want to say Sunday. Comedy Central, check that. Yeah, Sunday, check that out. I think midnight. And he should be on Fallon tonight, too, matter of fact. So if you listen to this Monday today, check him out on Fallon tonight. And Mark's comes out in April on Comedy Central as well. I think like April, I'm sorry, April 7th or 14th or something like that. So check out both of those guys' specials. So it's always fun just, you know, hanging out with comics who are more successful and better than me. I get to learn a lot and network and build relationships with those people. So it's always a good time. So what else is up? I kind of want to talk about more political shit. And I'm pretty sure you're like, oh, great. This is exactly what we want to hear, Chris. This is exactly what we want to hear. I'm glad it's what you want to hear because that's what you're getting. This dude Trump, man, I'm trying, people. I'm fucking trying, okay? Say what you want to say about Trump. But in my opinion, there's one damn thing you cannot say about this guy. And let me preface this by saying I am not a religious person. But he is not a goddamn man of God. He's not. I've seen these pictures and memes of him in the Oval Office and this like ghost-like figure of Jesus Christ guiding his hand as he's writing his executive orders. It's like, get the fuck out of here with that shit. That dude is, he's not a Christian. He's not a religious man at all, okay? I've had good Christian people, particularly good Christian men in my life, and they're nothing like this dude. And if you call yourself a Christian and you think somehow God or Jesus is somehow guiding Trump, you're fucking wrong. I'm sorry. And you probably shouldn't call yourself a Christian. All right? He's not. And don't tell me that God can speak through anybody. Because if God can do anything in the world, anything he wants to do, why the hell would he speak to that moron? Why? I don't understand. Why? Why couldn't God have been talking through Obama because he's a Democrat? I don't get it. God only talks to Republicans. So if you think that's the case, if you think God can talk to anybody, next time some panhandler or bum or whatever you want to call them, they come asking you for money or for help, just remember God can speak through anybody. So you just remember that before you start telling people to fuck off and get a job and quit being lazy, because that could be God speaking through that person to you to see what you're going to do. So you keep that in mind, people. Okay. Keep that shit in mind. And this whole thing, man, I just can't understand the tangled web that this guy is weaving. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. His friends, he got his family involved. As a black person, if you're in a position of power, you can't even think about hiring another black person because that's just going to look weird. You can't even begin to. My wife believes she didn't get a job at a place she wanted to work because the hiring manager was a newly hired black person. Now, how is that going to look to everybody else? You get a new black boss and then her first hire is a black person. That shit's going to look weird to everybody else. People are going to start scratching their chins like, that's weird. There's something fishy going on here. She's married. She hired another woman that looked like her. But nobody thinks twice. White guy comes in. Hires a bunch of white dudes. Not even, hey, best qualified people. Don't get it. Even the wall, people, Mexico is not paying for the wall. I don't understand that. There's grown adults that actually believe that Mexico is going to pay for this wall. That's like walking into a restaurant and you seeing the table. Did you see the table next to you? And you point at them and you go, you're going to pay for this fucking dinner. You're going to pay for it. You're going to pay for it. Sorry. Yes, you are. You're paying for my dinner. And you just sit down and order like, yeah, they're going to pay for my bill. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen, folks. Okay. All of us are going to pay for that wall. So apparently we're all, America is the New Mexico because we're paying for that fucking wall. That shit bothers me, man. I noticed the wall is old news, but we're going to be fucking paying for it. And it just bothers me that people don't care. They just don't give a shit. They don't. Oh, something else that's been eating me up. I see people on social media who are, they're sick and tired of people posting political stuff. People don't, we don't know what the fuck we want. We don't know what the hell we want. A couple years ago, people were sick of people posting pictures of food. No one cares what you're eating. No one cares about your food. No one wants to see your food. And then people come, you know, they'll hear some news story and then people go, no one's talking about, you know, events X, Y, and Z. Everybody's worried about Beyonce having a baby. Everybody's worried about Kardashians. No one cares about the government. And then people post political shit and it's just like, I don't see why people have to post political shit on the internet. No one cares what their opinions are. Why do people feel like they're political experts? So I wish people would post pictures about food. You didn't like that. Then you claim people don't care about politics. Then people post about politics. Now you want to hear about the food again. What is it? We don't know what we want. People say kids don't play outside anymore. Soon as the baseball comes through, flying through your front window, you're like, God damn it. These kids need to go inside. We're a confused group of people, man. We don't know what we want. People don't talk anymore. As soon as someone tries to talk to you, you're like, why is this dude talking to me? You have a phone. Do something with your phone. Why are you bothering me? I think we all like to just bitch about stuff. We don't know what we want. And I know I'm part of the problem. I get it. I do it too. But it's just frustrating me. I'm trying to be I feel like an idiot. I'm trying not to be a hypocrite. Okay, people. I try hard to be a good person. I try to be honest. And I try not to be a hypocrite. So I think it's so easy to call out the hypocrisies of other people. I think we would do a lot better if we call out the hypocrisy of the people that we like, especially when it comes to politics. You always see, oh, look at the liberal hypocrisy, conservative hypocrisy. You know, we're good at doing that to the other side. I think we should just start calling out our own people. I think we would get so much further, so much quicker if you were just willing to call out the people that you support on their hypocrisy. I really do. Can we try that? Huh? Can we make that attempt? Even though you support the person and go, you know what? That ain't right. You said this, now you're saying that. Or if Obama did that, I wouldn't like it. So why am I going to like when Trump does it and vice versa? I think that's just called being honest with yourself. I think that's what we need to do. Just be honest. All right, let's stop towing party lines, man. And that's something else I don't understand either. Why is it you go, you know what, you should support that person because they're a Democrat or because they're conservative? You chose to be that. You chose to be a Christian person. But for some reason, if you look at things from a racial standpoint, all of a sudden that's stupid. That makes no sense to me. It's just like, I can't change the fact that I'm a black dude or you're a white chick or you're this, you're that. The stuff you can't change, I think that matters more than your politics. Those can change. Yeah, I've seen people, I was a long life Democrat, now I'm Republican, vice versa. I used to be Christian, now I'm Jewish. I used to be Jewish, now I'm Christian. I'm no longer a Muslim. That shit can change. You can't change what you look like, what your ethnic background is. I feel like, if you look at things from the viewpoint of a black person, a woman, a white guy, a Muslim person, or a Middle Eastern person, Muslim's not a race, but a brown person, I think that's valid. That's who you are. You can't change that. That's how you see the world. That's how the world sees you. Okay? I don't see why the race thing is looked at as a bad thing at all. Makes no sense to me, man. I feel like it's a good thing to look at things from a racial standpoint. To a certain degree, there's a certain, because I heard somebody give a woman advice on a podcast. He was going, don't be a black woman, just be a woman. It's like, fuck that. Be a black woman. That's exactly what you are. There's no reason to hide it, because people definitely would not like you saying, don't be a white man, just be a guy. No, because you feel like that would be attacking your whiteness. Nah, fuck that. That's bullshit. Be a black woman, be a white woman, be a white man, be a black dude. be a brown, an Indian person, Asian person, Chinese, Japanese, give a fuck. That's who you are. Be proud of that. Be proud of that shit. I'm done. I can't talk today. There's the show. That's the show. Peace out.